This is a story about space. It won't visit other galaxies or even take you out of South LA, but even here there's plenty of unexplored territory. South LA Democratic Spaces hopes to change that through an exhibit opening tonight at USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. They want people to know those uncharted blocks are full of life.
That goes to Los Huichos on Slauson and Broadway.
Here's one example.
These folks were repurposing that lot right under the 110 overpass. So what was happening is at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, you have these entrepreneurs there repurposing this space and making it safe. To me, that's a democratic space where people could take ownership over their community.
That's Rudy Espinoza. He manages a micro-lending program at the Community Financial Resource Center. That work supports entrepreneurs in what he calls the informal economy.
And oftentimes when we think about innovation, we look at San Francisco or Silicon Valley or even maybe the West Side here in LA. But it's actually happening here in our backyard in South Los Angeles. These folks,
street vendors,
there's a ton of them. And these folks are all saying, I have to create my own job and I'm going to do this here.
Espinoza is one of 15 community advocates featured in Democratic Spaces. These characters surface through local media and social networks, not out of the traditional spaces of community power. Here's George Villanueva, one of the exhibit's organizers.
The formal spaces of so-called democracy are marked as places like City Hall. But, you know, if you really want to see where spaces of democracy are and where the people are, they're indigenous networks. And a lot of those places aren't your formal institutions.
A kickoff event starts tonight at 6:30 in the Annenberg School's East Lobby. The exhibit runs through December. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.